You know, when Shelly says she dreams, I give her the mic because she has them. And so we want to keep growing spiritually because they're spiritual dreams. And we've got to get the interpretation as of such and learn what the Holy Spirit's saying to us. You know, I was sitting there thinking, doing worship, that, you know, we can't be a church. We've got to be children of God, offspring of God. You know, there's a difference. You know, church has forms and all kind of things like that. But, you know, we got to stay away from the churchism and really get into the nature that's inside of us, the DNA from the Father, just like Jesus was from the Father. And then we're supposed to grow in that same image, that same spirit, you know. So church as it is, not in God's mind church, but in how man has performed it, has got us away from our spiritual DNA, from our spiritual upbringing, from our spiritual growing up in love, like Kristen shared, our spiritual dreams and interpretations that we can really grow thereby. And so that's always a push, because, you know, we've been raised in church. We've been raised with churchism. And it's probably done more harm to us than we realize. But God's doing his thing. And so we're very careful to draw the spiritual line. I must have said something. We got to be careful to draw the spiritual line, right? Because churchism, let me just say it this way, there can be a lot of phonies, right? There's never any phonies in your spiritual DNA. The phonies are in the churchism. So, you know, many, 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 many have been hurt because of that. And churchism, so here's God this morning saying, you know, you're my children, you're born of my spirit, you're born of my love. And as was said, until your love grows, then you don't grow. As hard as that is to fathom, until your love grows, you can't graduate. We can't move up. The one thing Kristen said, I'm going to change a little bit. She said, you know, as finally she started walking in love, she let God in. I say she let God up because he's already in there. Because she is the temple. Thank God the Holy Spirit's here. Thank God y'all going to go to the Outer Banks in October. Because we don't go just, it's definitely the cheapest. But you're going to get something spiritually like you never got before. I can tell you that. And because we concentrate on, you know, letting him in or up and practice becoming his children, or being his children, rather. There's a grace in here. Pastor Jerry, thank you. Pastor Jerry was not supposed to be here this morning. Well, she is here. She had something done in the hospital. Oh, you didn't have it done? Oh, good, good. Well, it must be a reason you're here. You know, certain things really burden you. By the way, men's fellowship yesterday was good, good, good. Right, Valisa? I'm just saying. Man, there's something on you guys. Do you like when you put up with the slide, waken within me, right? And so here's what I've got to talk about this morning. How God is in you. He's in you. He's just waiting. He took me this morning to how he was on the boat with his disciples, and he's trying to show us this spiritual lesson. He's on the boat, and this big storm came up. We're going to make it through this, Tina. This big storm come up. So God's inside you. And they freaked out. We're going to perish. And the scripture said that he was sleeping in the boat. He's already in there. He's already inside of you. He's, as it were, just sleeping. When I say sleeping, that means that you can't hear him. You can't see him. You can't sense him. You can't detect him, but he's there. It's like he's there in secret. He's in the secret place of your heart. But you can't detect him with your mind. You can't detect him with your hands. You can't detect him a lot with the preacher's words. You can't detect him by the billboard that says, come visit our church. You can't detect him. Come visit our church. We have so many things for you to do. You can't detect him in that. See? So here's the Holy Spirit intentionally letting us know that he's sleeping in the boat. He's already there. Your help is already about Rocky there in your boat, as it were. He's just hidden. He's behind the veil inside you. See, this is the secret and the mystery of Christianity. We keep wanting external things to define Christianity. Size church. You know this building is not the church. It is not the church. You are the church. He's living inside of you. You're the sanctuary, right? And so this is a little sort of an Outer Banks moment in April, May. The waters rise, the spiritual waters rise out of the true church. They rise out of your belly, Kristen Davis. Kristen's up here. She got in the way again. Because, see, here's what she said prophetically, and she didn't know I was going to minister this. It's in your belly. It's in your belly where you start to feel the glory of God, right? But it's a mystery. Remember Colossians 1:27? Here's the mystery of Christianity. Well, here's the mystery of the new covenant. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a mystery. In other words, I can't see it. I can't detect it. It's hidden from natural sight. It's hidden from your brain. It's hidden from your reasoning. It's hidden from preaching. But here comes the great Holy Spirit unveiling this mystery that's inside of you all the time. God, why can't I stop what I'm doing? Because the mystery hasn't been unveiled. It has nothing else to do with it. As soon as the mystery is unveiled, the outside stuff comes into order. As soon as the mystery is unveiled, the mind gets right, the soul gets right, the body gets right. Because it's the unveiling, right? And see, we say, God, why don't you keep this stuff? Here's what we say. I'm going to keep this stuff for God. I'm going to keep it, right? And God said, you can't keep what's mine. I keep it. That's my work. That's my work. It's my work to cleanse the altar. That's all my work. We're not going to put any soap boxes up here until some mysteries get unveiled. Otherwise, it's just human effort. See, it's not enough to believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You can believe that. What does Scripture say? The devil believes that stuff. His real belief, I believe he's inside of me. Now, That's what separates you from the kingdom of darkness and the kingdoms of this world and from the church. That separates you from the church. I believe, even though I can't see him or feel him sometimes. Remember, Tony, we had this conversation yesterday. You know, here's this conversation with Tony and Mike. We had a good men's fellowship yesterday. Right, will y'all give Robert a hand? Praise God. You see, Robert's drawing the spiritual line. Don't come to men's fellowship if you don't want spirit to spirit, right? Because we're trying to grow in the heavenly things, Pastor Jerry. I know why you're here today. But here's Tony saying, you know what? I started losing my feelings for God, and I started panicking a little bit. And I say, where's he going? And it seems like it's one week I'm good. Then the next month, he's all gone. What happened? What did I do? And here's God just trying to teach you to walk by faith. Oh, I didn't go anywhere. Your senses have deceived you. God, I messed up. I still love you. You're still a Christian. I'm still dwelling inside you. It might have got covered up, but I'm still there. You're still my son. You're still my daughter. See what I'm saying? We got to get rid of churchism and get into our divine nature that's in us that will never let you go. We're secure by him, not by what we do. God. See, here's God right now. You see, I breathe on you. I breathe on you this morning because I love you. And you're going to sense it where? Down in your belly. I'm a child of God. See, here's the mystery inside of us, Tina, becoming unveiled, right? The more we hang on to the spiritual line and the more that we walk by faith, see, we thought faith was this. When that faith movement, faith, it was for external stuff. It was for your needs being met. And you guys, you know, I could name the stuff and what you put on your refrigerator and stuff like that. Them pictures, you know. Probably most of them didn't come to pass. Because it was in the wrong direction. Of course God's going to. But listen, here's real faith. Even though I can't see him inside of my belly, he lives there. Even though I can't feel it, even though it doesn't make sense to my mind that somebody else has invaded my most deepest part of my inner man, I'm still going to acknowledge it. I don't care if I see it, feel it, or whatever, right? Here's what Ephesians 3:17 says, that Christ might dwell in your heart by faith. Kristen Davis, that you can be rooted and grounded in love. God, I don't feel lovingly, but I acknowledge by faith, I acknowledge he's living deep in my belly. I just acknowledge it. You know, all you have to do is acknowledge it. You don't have to do anything. Just acknowledge it. Don't try to prove it. Don't go out and give Mike, you know, $25 because you think that's going to. Just acknowledge it, Holy Spirit. I can't see or feel you, and I can't tell anything, but your word says you live inside of me, that I'm the temple of God. I'm the temple. Just acknowledge it, Jerry. Acknowledge. The Holy Spirit loves, all he's saying is to Pastor Jerry and to Sylvia, thanks for coming, just acknowledge me. Just acknowledge me. It's all my work. I just want you to acknowledge me. He loves to be acknowledged. And as soon as he gets the acknowledgments, the veils start to fly away. And then he starts from the inside out. You want your needs met? acknowledge that he lives on the inside of you. And he's my supplier from the inside out. Acknowledge the mystery. Acknowledge the mystery. Acknowledge the mystery. It's a spiritual thing. I can't see it, but I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to have faith in what I can't see. I'm going to believe in what I can't see rather than believe in what I'm seeing. Are y'all listening to me? Then start acknowledging me. A lot of people's favorite scripture is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. Amen? You know what that means? And all your ways, what? Acknowledge me. God, I need my rent paid, but I acknowledge you on the inside of me. Because I can't pay it myself, but I acknowledge the mystery inside me. I'm not trying to get it from the outside. I acknowledge the mystery. The world don't understand it. They throw rocks at you. But I acknowledge anyway. I go past the minds of men. I go past human reasoning and to faith. Y'all know Pastor Jerry's back is going to be so strong. Because she acknowledging the one that lives. I'm the temple. I'm the temple. Well, once I start acknowledging, it changed my, it start getting changed. Because he works in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure, right? He does the job. All I do the believing or acknowledging, he does the work. It's bigger than me. How am I going to have a heavenly conscience? How am I going to have the image of Christ? How am I going to walk in love? I don't have that capacity, but I can acknowledge the one who does. That he lives on the inside of me. Great day, babe. I don't know if I can. No, I got. Acknowledge. Admit that he lives on the inside of you. Just admit it, Tina. Just admit it. He lives on the inside of me. accept it. I'm giving the definition of acknowledge in the natural. Grant, allow, admit, accept, concede. Can you concede your own will to the one that lives on that? Concede. I give up. I just give up. I just grant you to do whatever you want to do from the inside out. Out of your belly shall flow. I don't care if I feel them or not. Matter of fact, my biggest test is when I don't feel them. And I say, you still there? I'm still your son. I'm still born from above. I still belong to another realm and another order. I don't care if the natural is flooding me over. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm acknowledging the spiritual. Just acknowledge it. Admit, accept, grant, allow, concede, confess, own, and recognize. Own this dealio, man. It's the big. See, here's why the world falls off. Because it can't see it. Because it's a mystery. Because it doesn't make sense. And here's why the church doesn't see it. One, we don't have the Holy Spirit. Two, we want instant gratification. And this doesn't work that way. Because, BC, the veils, you might start acknowledging today, but the veils don't start to slip off till next month or next year. You might have to acknowledge for a year and a half before you see some veils start to slip off and the God conscious start to rise up in you, but you got to stay with it. You know how many people say Christianity don't make no sense to me? Christianity don't make no sense. It doesn't. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. How can you describe the people God living in your heart? It starts coming out over time, as we acknowledge and have believe it over our life, our love, and the manifestations of the Spirit from the inside out. But see, most people don't want to start there. They want to start confessing and have it today, tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's spiritual, man. But it will. It life works. Oh, it will definitely work. Oh, it will definitely work. Oh, it is definitely working. People start walking in love. Some of the things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. It's not because you grit your teeth. It's because you start acknowledging who lives on the inside of you. He starts changing the outside. You can't grit your teeth and make this stuff work. There's nothing human about it. It's all supernatural. But it's from the inside out. Those disciples were about to go down, and he was asleep. See, he sleep on the inside of us. A lot of us. That's why you get some of those scriptures, right? In Psalms, awake, O Zion. Come out of your slumber. Right? I think, Dre, we had that Zechariah one up there. Listen to this thing. Be silent, O flesh, before the Lord. He is raised up out of his holy habitation. Well, what do you think his holy habitation is? That be you. He's trying to get up out of there. He just needs you to acknowledge him. Why my life is so spiritually frail? Because you haven't acknowledged the one that lives on the inside of you to do all the work, that he lives there. Awake, oh God. Awake, oh God. Can't you see I've been dealing with this problem too long? He says, as soon as you acknowledge me, watch the problem start to dissolve. How about this habit? I can't give it up. Acknowledge me. I still love you doing a habit. I love you more. Just start acknowledging me and watch the natural start coming alive. You know? See, it's the mystery. Here's the mystery that God's revealing to PWM. Robert, this stuff gets so strong, it gets above the grave, right? It gets above Kristen. It gets above her naturalness. It starts to take over. You know, here's the thing that I really, you know, so we have a churchism about, I don't even like to say the word, how you feel with the Spirit. Because as soon as I say it, I know there's a spirit, there's a church mindset that comes with it. You know, you think that I'm supposed to hit you on the head and some power fills you, and it's more of a form. I like to say it's God possessing you. Think about feeling, because see, a lot of times when we say feeling, you think that's so you can do what you want to do. I want him to fill me with the Spirit so I can go do what I want to do in his name. And he ain't never told you to do it. But when he starts possessing you, then you don't do what you want to do anymore. So I'm changing it. I understand that it has its application, but I'm changing it. Is God possessing you? Is he taking control? You know, is the temple starting to really get taken over? All consuming. Is he taking you over? Or is being filled with the Spirit or the temple of God, is it just a doctrine? You know, is it, yeah, we're the temple of God, you know, but do we really know what that means? We're spiritual people. And that whole Old Testament tabernacle that Moses built, And see, it was just a type and a shadow, right? It was a type and a shadow of the real. So it was a type and shadow. The real is us. So remember in Old Testament, they built the temple. They had the outer court. And then they had the holy place. Then they had the Holy of Holies once a year. You know, but God's presence was in the Holy of Holies. It was a three-part place. Guess who's a three-part being? You have a body, outer court. You have a soul, the holy place. And you have a spirit, the Holy of Holies. That's exactly what it's talking about. All he had in mind was you. And the only place that God's presence was in the Holy of Holies. That's exactly what he was talking about, you. That deep down inside of you is a Holy of Holies. And that's where he dwells. And that's where you connect with heaven. And that's what he wants you to acknowledge. All you got to do is acknowledge it. God, there's a Holy of Holies in me, and you dwell there. Thank you for lighting it up. I accept it. I grant you the access to it all the time. I accept it. I just accept it. I give up me trying to do stuff. I just accept you living in this holy tabernacle. I am your temple, God. I am your temple. As soon as you start doing that, here's your work. It's just to believe that. It's just to accept that. Just to acknowledge it. In all of your ways, acknowledge. You're going through things. God, I acknowledge that you're inside of me. I put human hands and human work out the way. I acknowledge that you're inside of me. That you're the worker. You're the worker. Yeah, I'm all messed up on the outside. I'm messed up. My life's messed up. My circumstances are messed up. I can't get it right. But I acknowledge now that you live on the inside of me. She called her co-worker, can't get right. But really, who couldn't get right? Until she acknowledges the one who lives on the inside. And let him straighten all to get right up. He's more concerned with a relationship with him than he is with the outward stuff we do. He's more concerned with establishing his tabernacle inside of you. Let me work. He's like, let me work. When I was back in the office this morning before service, I said to Glow, I said, are we ready for this? Are we ready to hear this? See, because it redefines a lot of things. I can remember all my Christian life wondering why wasn't out of my belly coming living waters. I mean, I loved the scripture, you know. I loved that Jesus said it. I loved the scripture, you know, out of your bellies, you know. You know, John 7, you know, as the scripture says, he that thirsts after me, out of his belly shall flow living water. Say, why don't I have it and why don't I see it? And the Lord's like, that's because, you know, there's more church than there is of my people. They won't come out of the church. They come out of people who start acknowledging. That's, you know, so when I look at Rob, I said, here's God saying, there's my temple. I've been rebuked so many times. Hear this, I've been rebuked so many times because, you know, we have hard places in God. You know, we just have hard places, and he's trying to convert us to spiritual things, and you just still want to hold that natural stuff. And I can remember having ideas about the church building. You know, maybe it's made out of glass, you know, so people can, you know, has a look to, or the steeple, and maybe the church building would have some, it looked like an airplane or something. They just kind of bring a flair to it. And a little bit, over and over, he rebuke you. Why are you caught up? And I'll ride down the street, that's a beautiful building. He's like, why are you caught? He's like, is there anything spiritual there? Is there a thing spiritual there? Why are you caught up on that brick and mortar? Why are you caught up on those angles? Why are you caught up on the side, the flags and flare? You know, you go in the building, flags all over. Why are you caught up on that? Is anything? I'm telling you, over and over I did this because I get caught up on it. I just get caught up on it. You know, it's got to be, you know, it's got to look a certain way. I said, what are you doing? And it reminded me how the disciples came to him and said, they were walking with him and said, Lord, they said to him, Lord, see this, how pretty this building is over there. You know, talking about the temple. Talking about the temple. Look how pretty that temple is, you know, back then. And then he said to them, this all is coming down. And of course, in 70 AD, all that stuff come down. See, God's trying to build something spiritual, but he's prophetically and doing it now. It's got to happen inside of you and me first. It's got, Rob said this yesterday, it has to be an inner work of the Spirit down in the depths of your heart. That's where I start. And that's where I am. It's from center to circumference. From the inside out. Here's the problem. We've got to give him our hearts. We gotta allow him, Rocky, in our hearts. I allow you and acknowledge you that you have the inside. I don't care if I feel it or not. And all your ways acknowledge him. Here's why things are gonna change. And they're going to keep changing around here. This is why I'm going to change. This is why our behavior is going to change. Not because we just have a New Year's resolution. It's not over the resolutions. It's because we acknowledge him. When we came saved, when we asked Jesus to come in our heart, here comes the Holy Spirit down inside of us, taking up residence down here, right? But in a lot of us, he's asleep. Oh, he's in there, but it's like he's asleep. Somebody said, why is things happening in my life? Because you really don't believe God, right? A lot of people say they believe God. They not. You might believe in God. You might believe in God. Here's a fact as we go along. Here's a fact. You say, I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Do you really believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? You might believe in it, you know, academically. But until we acknowledge his indwelling down inside, I really don't believe. Here's the Lord's mind right here. You're my offspring. I dwell in the center of your being. Now. I dwell in sin and being now, right now. I don't care if you, how do you know? The word of God says it. The word of God says it, right? See, there's an incorruptible seed down in the center of your belly that's going to last through eternity. It's incorruptible. It cannot be corrupt. We're not born of natural seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God. Can we acknowledge that? Can you acknowledge it next week? Can you acknowledge it during the bad time? Can you acknowledge it during the fire? Just acknowledge it. Why can't I change? I'm going to start acknowledging this. And let it change me instead of me trying to change it myself. That's his love for us. I do the work. It's too big. Starting to get transformed. You know, somewhere in that caterpillar is a seed of transformation. It's already there. He doesn't work to get it. It's already there. There's a seed of transformation inside of you. Just acknowledge it. Are we going from the natural passenger to the spiritual? To the normal to the super normal? Not by might or power, but by his Spirit. Now we've got a real church, if I can say it now. And what we have lost for centuries start to resurface. It doesn't matter if it's in Romania or China or Glen Allen or Mountain Road. You just got to find the people. bold enough to acknowledge him in the midst of the world system and the worldly church system? Can you acknowledge that you're really the temple and not just be a teaching? God, tomorrow morning, stand, tomorrow morning, I'm the temple. Yeah, it's a mystery. Now, can you believe the mystery? Can you acknowledge? See, this isn't hard. When it gets here, it's not hard. You know, getting through is a little tough. But at least it's not hard to acknowledge. It's not hard. What's your excuse for not acknowledging? We can at least do that. Somebody say, I'm not going to church because they this way or the other. Forget about all that. Can you at least acknowledge? So I'm not going to let that hold me back anymore. So instead of looking at other people, I'm looking at, okay, God, your word says this, and I can start seeing it work. He has a passion for us that's so strong. Be silent. Let your flesh get silent. Because he's starting to raise up out of his holy habitation. See that raising up, right? Through your mind, through your body. Healing's going to become more often. Why? Because starting out of our belly, living waters, it's really him raising up out of us. He's getting out. He's trying to get out. Your unbelief keeps him in. Your self-works keep him in. Here's a statement that I heard and loved. I liked it. Matter of fact, I think songs are made out of it. Still waters run deep. Well, I looked it up because I always liked that. And basically it's saying the deeper the waters flow, the more quiet they are. Here's God living on the deepest part of you. It's very, very quiet. Y'all remember the voice of the Lord, right? Or the still small voice, you know. We saw it wasn't in the thunder, it wasn't in the deeper the things God go rob inside Rob, the deeper thing, the quieter it is to the flesh. And you can only pick it up on the spiritual side. Here's the author and finisher of your faith. He is a wonderful spiritual Holy Spirit awakening you to what's running on the inside of you. It's quiet, but it's the source of all life. And the more we get in touch with it, the more we get past the natural and the flesh and the ordinary. And we start pleasing the heart of the Father. And he starts smiling. This is the day that I've made. These people in this day, they're walking in another realm in the new creation. Old things passed away. It's your lot. This is your lot. This is why you're here. If it has to get quiet, let it get quiet. So I can pick up on that still small, deep waters that are running through me. You know, sometimes the church can be so loud. And that's what starts concerning me. Not that loud is wrong, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. We can be so in the emotional realm that we get no spiritual life. Amen. Okay. We're not going to ask her to get up.
Is that why I came? J. Jesus is a wonder. And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. All right, Tina, I'm going to stand up. As a matter of fact, I was gonna go home and change clothes because this is my MRI attire. And after I didn't have it, she says, "No, we're not going home." Tina said, "We're not going home." Yeah. Tina says, "We're not going home. You look all right for church. I want to go get the worship." Tina, it's in there. I said that because it's in there. And the Holy Spirit keeps telling me it's in there. He keeps telling me, P. Mike, it's in there. It's in there. It's in there. And she keeps saying, "Mama, I'm changing." When I look at something that don't look like it's changing, she tells me, "Mama, I'm changing. Mama, I'm changing." She said, "Mama, I'm changing." Bernadine, when I open that bedroom door, she says, "I'm changing." That's a living example of what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us this morning. It's in there. She's acknowledging, "I may not be where I know I should be in God. Forget about you, Mama, because I ain't trying to be where you want me to be." That's what the Holy Spirit keeps telling me. "You trying to make her where you want her to be. Leave her alone and let me do the inward work, and the outward bedroom gonna get clean." All those years we went and had altar calls. For what? Putting some oil in my hand and doing this to you does not put anything on the inside of you. It takes you acknowledging first that you're God and that you're Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are a real entity and I need you. Now he's in there. That's all. That's the first step. Now he's in there. The apostle can't lay hands on you and give you the Holy Ghost. He can lay hands on you and get you healed. That's two different things. That's two different things. You've got to acknowledge that there's a void on the inside of me. There's a space that needs your grace. And I can't make it without you. I acknowledge that I can't make it. I grant you permission to possess me, to take over, live in me and demonstrate who he can't demonstrate himself because we won't acknowledge and give him the right of way. Give him the right of way. Possess me. Demonstrate yourself through me. Do what you want to do. Work within me first. There's got to be an inward working before there's an outward working. If there's no inward working, we're just going through the... How many years, Tina, did Mama go through the world? I'm talking about me now. How many years, Tina, did Mama go through the motions? Many. Man. Rob, couldn't nobody beat me doing church. Janine, couldn't anybody beat me doing church? I know how to do church. And we did it well. And I remember one Sunday after I had done church from about 11 to 3:30 in the evening. That's how long church was. Come on now. So we used to go from 11 to 3, Rocky. Y'all did the 4, okay. And I got home. And you know what my husband said to me? "Did you just come from church?" Because what walked through that door? Well, nothing but my flesh and blood and my attitude. was not any inner working on the inside of me. Exercise I got. Now I know why I was a size 10 for years. Exercise I did get. Well, can I get an amen? Exercise I did get. Because couldn't nobody beat me, could Tina? Nobody in the church could beat me picking them up and putting them down. Because I'm a praiser. And I'm going to praise him. But all around the church, when Pastor Ross said, I feel like running, Holy Spirit said, don't you move. You didn't have your exercise. You did your running. Just sit right here and be quiet. Be quiet and silent on the inside. Let there be an inward thing going on now. Let there be something real working. Real, authentic, Holy Spirit moving on the inside of me. Not because the organ or the music sounds good, but oh, Holy Spirit. Jesus. 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 The living. He's alive in me. He's real because of how I act. The demonstration. She had to get to the demonstration of love. Took her 15 years. Said, Pastor trying to tell us, this thing don't come easy. Took her 15 years to get to that place. That one place. That one place. So we think we're going to hear a sermon today and go home tomorrow and come back. Nope. Only thing you need to do tomorrow is say, Lord, please plant yourself inside of me. Acknowledge. Because what I have is still me. Because when the mystery comes on the inside of you, the mystery is, I don't know how come I can love Pastor Mike. He's the most unlovable person I know. But the mystery on inside of me. He's the greatest creation God ever made. He's the greatest creation God ever made. The wonder now, the mystery, the mystery, the mystery. The angels in heaven saying, when are they going to awaken? The mystery. You have died and rose again and the resurrection has taken place. When is the mystery of the resurrection going to take place in us? We've got to raise, he got to raise us up first from the dead works, from church, resurrection from church. Pastor told us, the form. Wasn't no mystery in church. That was not a mystery. Not at all. She know. Because now I understand why. Can I tell this one on you? Now I know why we went in the front door and she went out the back. She won't go have it. And I thought she was, and I thought my son was the worst person. Well, y'all need to go to church. What is wrong with you heathens? Yeah, I called them heathen. Called my husband heathen too. Everybody was a heathen. And I didn't realize I was the biggest. I was the biggest heathen. Come on. Come on now. That was not love. What'd you say? That was no patience. There was no long suffering. There was no gentleness. None of that. And only the mystery can give you that. Because out of the mystery of God, God himself started producing himself through your life. How do you explain that? How do you explain God himself, the eternal, almighty God, is now, I love to hear, see, you cut me off. Almighty God. I can't say it like she said. I don't have that Jamaican accent. Almighty God. Almighty God. I mean, she can say that thing. And you get the understanding that the Almighty God is somewhere down there. And now he's coming up. He's coming up. She's acknowledging him that there's nothing more mightier than you are. Nothing. I don't care what's going on the outside. Jesus was trying to tell those brothers on the boat, why y'all so upset? I'm right here. control over the wind, the water, the wave, the sea, the sun, the moon. So chill. See, that's in the natural how we have to be. When the storms of life are raging, we don't worry about them, Pastor Ross. Because the one that holds the seas is living in me. So why do I have to worry about it? People was concerned with all this rain we got last week. So if the flood come again, but it's not, because he said he wasn't going to come that way again. But people get all upset, and just like the guys in the boat. What's going to happen? The road's flooding. This and that. But see, when you got peace, because Jesus is what? The Prince of Peace. Inside of me, there's peace. There's love. There's joy. There's rest. There's a knowing. And I just keep acknowledging how much more I need of him. How much more, when you were singing that song, you're worshiping, I belong to you. I belong to you, Jesus. All that I am and all that I ever hope to be, I acknowledge that I need thee more and more and more. Awaken yourself. Become big on the inside of me. We got little bitty gods. Got a little hole right there. But he so much wants to increase the capacity that we have on the inside to receive him. Pastor always say we have more God capacity than we know. Because now we got a little pee hole God. But he's saying this morning, I want to expand myself in you. Will you acknowledge? Will you grant me? Will you let me? What was that definition? You know, we need to go home and write that and put it on our refrigerator. We do. I acknowledge you. And in my acknowledge you, I'm granting you permission. I'm granting you permission to possess me, to take over my life, every aspect of who I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And let there be a thank you, Jesus, when he don't move like you want him to move. When he don't do what you think he ought to do, just let him be God. Just let him be God. Today I had to let him be God. It was tested, Christian. Because when that little technician told me, we don't do sedations on Sunday. You got this all wrong. Pastor Rob, Tina had my pocketbook with the little slip in it from the scheduling person. Because my flesh wanted to show her. I said, wait a minute. I think you're about to get out. I think you're about to get in the flesh. I really think you are. You know, we're not going to acknowledge that we're in the flesh. You know, I think you're about to get in the flesh. So I went from I can't show her, but I'm going to tell her. I didn't allow him to have possession of me in that situation. You know, I don't know why God did what he did or why he sent me down there. You know, but I had to regroup. So when she went to, I said, I want to see the nurse in charge. So while she went to get the nurse, because she was a technician, while she went to get the nurse, the Holy Spirit got me. I thank God when he can get me. Come on, because if he's not getting you, I'm so glad. It took him about 10 minutes, but Pastor, he finally woke up. I let him, somehow or another, over me, he woke up. And so when she came back, I said, sweetheart, don't worry about it. It's okay. Whatever you say. Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a blessed day. And then had, you know, went past my flesh. Because I could have still been down at 10:30 arguing with everybody in there. Isn't that right, Bree? I've got the nurse, the doctor, the, you know, the head of the department. Oh, we could have went there. Y'all know how many, y'all know we've been there. Don't sit here and act like I'm the only one that go there. But see, these are the situations where he has to possess you. Regardless of what's going on. I don't understand why the scheduler sent me and I went. But the Lord knew when the scheduler sent me that I was not going to. Who knows why I didn't get in that machine? Who knows why he didn't do what I thought man should have done? That's why I said when I got in here this morning, past the minds of men, past my mind, let him be God. Let him be God. Let him, I don't care what happens or come, let him be God. Have the full reign and possession of our lives. He knows from minute to minute what's going to happen. It didn't surprise him this morning. I was the one that was surprised. I was the one. So we need to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. Let me take over your life in essence. We have him. It's like having money in the bank and you living on the streets. Take advantage of what he's given us. He is our grace, our power, our love, our joy, our peace, our provision, our supply. All that's down here, not out here. It's not out here, it's in here. If we get in here right, out here will take care of itself. Thank God for the word.
Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you, oh God, for revealing yourself to us in a mighty way this morning. God, that we be still and acknowledge you in all our ways. We will not no longer get moved by our feelings and emotions. We will not be bamboozled again, oh God, by the things that we see with our natural eyes. But we will acknowledge you. Living on the inside, dwelling on the inside. So we're going to pull on your strength from now on. We surrender ourselves to you this morning, oh God, because we want more of you than anything else. Now we begin to understand when you say, oh, taste and see. Father, I speak life to everyone that is in this tabernacle right now, God. I'm talking about each individual, God, as you speak to them in their hearts, oh God, manifest yourself even more, God. Let them go on the inner side of themselves, oh God, and call on your name, because we acknowledge you. We thank you, oh God, as we even wherever we go today, God, we will still acknowledge you in everything. Again, there's no dismissal from you, God, because you live on the inside, the deeper side of us, oh God. You will never leave us or forsake us. So that's a guarantee. So now, God, we acknowledge the fact that you are in us. So when we go to Wawa's, oh God, you in us. That's why we rejoice now, Father God. We thank you now, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for another opportunity to even recognize that we still have the ability to acknowledge you. We ask you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Love up on each other.